Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fine. You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all. And it just fucking irks the shit out of me. Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh. Welcome to the Jim Florentine, Everybody's Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Friday, March 5th, I'll be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club, Royersford, Pennsylvania. April 15th, Lake Park, Black Box, Lake Park, Florida. April 16th, Town Hall Event Center, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Boca Black Box in Boca Raton, Florida, April 17th and April 22nd through the 24th. Side Splitters Comedy Club, Tampa, Florida. All dates are up on jimflorentine.com. The email is florentine@barstoolsports.com. You see anything out there that might be good for the podcast, please send it my way. And let's get to a Facebook lie. You know, this guy wrote, I got carded at the liquor store. While getting my ID out, my Blockbuster card fell out. He laughed and said, never mind. Did he? You sure? Because usually when people ask for ID, they're like, look, I have to no matter what. My boss makes me, you can't sell liquor. I know you don't look, you're over 21, but you just have to card you no matter what. 50-year-olds get carded sometimes. And they think it's a compliment. They think like, you know, oh my God, he thinks I look like I'm under 21. No, he doesn't. He's just doing his job. He just figures I'll just say it to everybody so no one cries that someone was behind me and they carded me, but they didn't card the next person. So what the fuck are they doing? Okay, your Blockbuster card, it didn't fall out. It wasn't right next to your ID. You're full of shit. Nobody has a Blockbuster card anymore. You didn't do this. This is like a joke you took from like Jimmy Fallon. Maybe a late night guy fucking said this. All right? This never happened to you. You're full of shit. I don't understand why you would post that. You know, is that girl you're trying to hook up with? You know, she knows she likes funny guys and she always laughs, so you're just trying to impress her. Well, I wanted to see, why don't you take a picture of your driver's license and that Blockbuster card together? Then maybe make your story be more believable. Because I know when I pull my license out, a lot of the other shit falls out of my wallet. It goes flying all over the place. Doesn't that always happen to everybody? Yeah, I need your ID. Okay. And then, oh, sorry. Well, hold on. Let me go pick up 7 things that fell on the floor. Once again, a lie. This is great. Vance, was it Ian? Ian sent this. This is on Valentine's Day. He posted on social media. He goes, hey, Jim, I made this earlier today on Valentine's Day. He goes, I guarantee you I end up either with 0 likes or comments. Wait, you know, let me read it first, and then I'll read you his email. So he posts this on Valentine's Day. He goes, hey, I would like to wish a happy Valentine's Day to whoever I say to in person instead of making a social media post in order to make myself appear to be superior to others that don't make pointless internet posts that they could say directly to someone that most likely lives in their house anyway. Just kidding. I don't celebrate dumb shit in person either. Happy Sunday, Ian. That's beautiful. That's beautiful that he did that. You know how many people are like, why is he so angry? I don't know. Why would he put that? Well, I'm not like you. You know, imagine the people that read that, that had to put their Valentine's Day's post, you know, they had to say how much they love their, you know, their man or their woman. And he posts this shit. I could just do it in person. I don't have to brag. Miserable, anyone that read that, that did that. What's his problem? I don't understand. Why does he care so much? You know that all those conversations are going on, which is great. He goes, I know in his email, Ian says, I know people are going to think I'm a douchebag for making these posts. I just got tired of this pretentious bullshit and decided to speak up before it even started this year. I've been with my wife for 18 years. I don't even celebrate what I call pretentious corporate money grab day. This way, I have no pressure to buy or something just because everyone else does. Love the podcast. Yeesh. That's beautiful, though. Very well said. And yes, you will get a lot of shit, and people will think you're miserable, and you have no happiness in your life, and all that other stuff. Here's a funny... A good Facebook joke to lighten the mood up. People are really doing wonders for people. This guy writes, my son had no school today because of the cold. It was negative 33 in Iowa. You could say it was too cool for school. And he put like three smiley faces after that. So his son had no school because it was negative 33. He says, you could say it was too cool for school. No, you can't say that because when it's cool out, that means, you know, like it's 50. Well, it's pretty cool tonight and it's in the 40s or something like that. Negative 33. Nobody's ever said, yeah, it's a little cool out today. So this doesn't make any sense. Nobody would laugh at that. That's a good one. Can I use that? Sounds like that corny weatherman that we fucking, you know, that does his stupid shit all the time. And one more. Hannah writes in, hey, Jim, my husband makes me listen to your podcasts, but I usually agree with all your opinions. I love that. The husband makes her listen. When I read this post out loud, he told me it sounded like the way you read it. It's awful. So that's great because she reads this post, reading it the way I would read. And this woman writes, I'm at the local supermarket and I have seen three people who look like they're getting a party together. Cases of beer and coolers, lots of food, mostly of the snack variety. Super spreaders? Maybe. The vax cannot come soon enough. Oof. Somebody's just nosy. I don't know what anybody else is buying, and I don't give a fuck. When I'm in a supermarket, I don't look in anyone's basket at all. I don't give a shit what they're looking for. I don't care what they're stacking into their cart. None of that. Just fucking no. Look, at they're buying case of beer and cooler. You really, how many coolers are people buying in a fucking supermarket? So in that local supermarket, in that one supermarket what you were in, you saw three people who look like they're getting a party together. Cases of beer and coolers. How many fucking coolers you think people buy that those three people were buying? Once in a while, you need a cooler, right? You go, all right, I need a cooler. I got to buy one. Are you buying two or three at the same time? So you're telling me out of these three people that, you know, at least two of them, because you said coolers, had bought coolers too? What happened to their old coolers? They get lost? Lots of food, mostly of the snack variety. You know, maybe they were going camping. That sounds like something people would buy, right? Case of beer, coolers, lots of food, you know, snacks. And then super spreaders? Question mark. Maybe the vax cannot come soon enough. Oof. Stay home, lady. Stay home. You can get food delivered to your house. No problem. You know what I mean? You got Amazon Prime, whatever the fuck it is. Anybody, you can get shit delivered to your house if you're that worried that you're looking at other people's baskets to see what they're buying. You know this woman fucking writes on the, you know, the town Facebook page, and she's on the next door thing. You know, did anyone else hear that noise? Did anyone else hear a loud boom about 6 minutes ago? It shook my house. No, it didn't. It didn't shake your house. You're fucking lying. I've seen them before on those pages. Has anyone, and I think I've gone over it, did anyone just hear that loud boom in the area? Unfucking believable. All right. This week is corny slang, corny words and dumb slang words. Just people. It boggles my mind because I'm getting a lot of the, you know, people calling the vaccine now the ouchie Fauci. You know, that's what's going around now. That's what everybody's going to be doing. I try to think about it. Like, how would someone go, you know, see that ouchie Fauci, and then they, you know what, I'm going to start saying that because I see a lot of people start saying that. Like, how does that transition? Like, how did it go? Okay, well, I guess I'm going to start doing it because everybody else is calling the vaccine that. So I'll start calling it that. Once again, just a bunch of sheep that got nothing else going on and are just still trying to fit in. These people are still trying to fit in after all these years. It's what it comes down to. That's what they're trying to do. Still fit in after all these years. It's embarrassing, it's pathetic, and it's just sad. That at some point in your life, like, I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. I don't care that I don't know the latest slang word that everybody's using. I don't care that I don't know, you know, the fucking, I don't know, whatever, the latest iPhone and what the new features could do and what everybody's talking about and a new Apple product. I don't care. Like, at some point, you need to get that point in your life where you don't care. It's a lot easier life where you don't have to worry about that shit. It really is. It's exhausting trying to keep up with it, is what it is. So, our first one is, Greg writes in, "Hey Jim, saw the absolute worst expression ever on Facebook, I thought of you. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Basically means if you do dumb shit, there'll be consequences. So awful. Can't get it out of my mind." That's great. And he says, also a normally cool podcast group for the Dopey podcast. I don't know what that means. Started doing the Taco Tuesday nonsense. I responded that maybe if I had a 5-year-old, I'd be into it. Needless to say, I don't win any friends, Greg, in Chicago. Yeah. You know. Look, the Taco Tuesday thing, you know, everybody's doing it, so you got to do it. You know, I guess they picked Tuesday as the day for tacos because of the way it sounds, you know, to tease Taco Tuesday. You know, but if you think about it, Friday or Saturday probably would have been a better night for tacos. You know, because if you get the shits from that greasy food, you're not going to spend the whole day at work the next day going in and out of the bathroom. You know, most people would rather shit at home, and if they got a case of the runs from that shit tacos that they made or went out and ate at some place or maybe off some lunch truck, some taco truck. You know, they probably want to do that at home instead of going to work. That's embarrassing. Everyone keeps he's still not at his desk. He keeps walking away. What is he? Is he doing coke in the bathroom? But yeah, the Taco Tuesdays. That's hilarious. I haven't seen that douchebag LeBron do it in a long time. I guess he gave up on that. Just like he gives up with every other fad, you know? It's weird he's not doing that. Remember he was making everybody do it? Hey, today Taco Tuesday. You know, because, you know, you hang around a guy like LeBron, you get, he only has ass kissers hang around him. You got to kiss his ass. Everything he says, you have to do. You have to sit there and just listen to his stories, let him control the room. And every once in a while, you could throw a comment out. And when he says, you know, Taco Tuesday, and then you have to say Taco Tuesday in a weird voice, and you could tell the people at the table don't want to do it. But you're with LeBron, and, you know, you got to do whatever he wants to do. So, okay, I guess I got to do this too. And now 3.6 million people are going to see me saying this awful term. But, yeah, he even stopped doing that. But, hey, win stupid, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You know, what's wrong with a stupid prize? You know, sometimes you win something, you go, all right, I guess I could always use this bottle opener. You know, one of those things you slip on a beer can to keep it cold. All right, you know, you win those, which I know what it's called, but I hate that word, so I won't say it. You know, you win those things a lot, too. Oh, bottle opener, all right, yeah, all right, if I can, you know, could always use a bottle opener. Could always use this thing to keep my beer cold in the fucking summertime. But that's the kind of stupid prize you win. And I didn't have to play a stupid game for it. You know, I just bought a raffle ticket to support a charity. So is that a stupid game? Like, that's what you do. Here's some raffle ticket. Oh, you're going to, oh, you, bottle opener. Oh, okay. Was that a stupid game? I was doing it for charity, dude. Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Really? Tic-tac-toe is a pretty stupid game. But nobody wins stupid prizes or any prize at all for playing it. They just play it because they're fucking bored. If you think about it, most people who play games don't win any prizes. Look at all those dumb Facebook games that we talk about all the time that are posted every day. I've never seen any of them offering a prize for, you know, name a food that starts with the first letter of your name and your grandmother's country she came from. Nobody wins a prize there either. What about that? What about the hot dog eating thing, the Coney Island game on 4th of July? Whoever wins $10,000. That sounds like a pretty good prize for a fucking stupid game. That is a stupid game. See how many hot dogs you can eat. But they won 10 grand.
It's Taco Tuesday. Yay.
Alan writes in, Jim, here's a new one. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Oof. Oof. Anyways, don't forget the fucking wine. Women have never done that before. Wonder where they got this fucking idea from. If my girlfriend ever spoke like this, I'd dump her. Yuck. Alec. So these women take pictures. There's four of them all together. You know, smiling in different spots outside. You know, because women like to be outdoors. They like the outdoors. I don't know if you knew that. And they're all pretty hot chicks. Four white, pretty hot chicks. And the thing is, your vibe attracts your tribe. And they got a wine glass as a fucking thing, you know, next to it. Yay, we drink wine. So, okay, so your vibe attracts your tribe. Really? You know, I have a shitty disposition about life, right? That's what people say. He's fucking miserable. All that guy does is complain, right? But really, all my friends and family are all positive people, and I hang out with them all the time. So I'm not sure what you're talking about here. We all get along. There's not a problem. It's funny how they're talking about a tribe, and it's four white women in this picture. Aren't you guys afraid of using the word tribe and offending American Indians? Come on, white women are, you know, are the worst when it comes to stuff like that. Privileged white women, you know, you have some nerve, really, comparing yourself to American Indians and all the hardship they went through. It's so funny, though, in this picture, because it's, like I said, it's four hot girls. I guarantee you within a year, their tribe is going to be down to three girls or maybe even two. There's too much competition between four hot girls hanging out together. No way to keep this together. No fucking way. And imagine 10 years. Is that tribe still going to be together? That tribe's going to be a mess. I give it 5 years. You know, one of them is going to get caught fucking another one's husband. Other one's going to be in rehab after a third wine-soaked, drunk driving. One's going to refuse to leave the house because she gained 100 pounds after having five kids. Yeah, I guess the tribe broke up, huh? Is it really her vibe that attracted her tribe? You know, she sure just wasn't the fact that they were all in the, you know, the same cheerleading squad in high school. And since they never moved out of their hometown, they never got to meet other women they'd be friends with. And now she's stuck with the same three fucking boring chicks she's known for 15 years. Yeah, it's our vibe and we drink wine and that's good they all hang out. That's good they have friends. Okay, just fucking post a picture, me and my friends out. You don't even have to post a picture, but if you have to, yeah, me and my friends out having a drink, having a good time. Yay. That's all you needed to do. Tiff writes this one in, saw this awful phrase on Instagram today. I guess because of coronavirus, instead of taking a honeymoon, they just stay home. We'll just say we stayed home. So this guy posts on Instagram. Happy 1 week anniversary. Our families have all left and the dust has settled and we're officially married. Hard to believe, but pretty exciting. No honeymoon this year since there's still a pandemic, is there? I thought it was over. Thanks for letting us know. Thanks for letting us know. You're a good person. Because I thought I could just go out there and do whatever the fuck I wanted like the old days. It's not over yet. According to this guy's post, it's not. That's good that he posted that. So he says, no honeymoon this year since it's still a pandemic. Instead, we're enjoying a homey moon, staying local and doing what we can. Today, we found this little gem of a boulder. I carefully checked that it wasn't on a certain land. How did you carefully check? You went to that website in this little forest where you live and you checked the website. You went there to see if it was still open. Did you carefully type in whatever this fucking service land was? Is that what you did? I want to know how you carefully fucking Googled to see if it was open. You touched the keyboards really gently. Is that how carefully you did it? He continues, we were lucky that it rained a little this morning and cleared out some smoke. But it was also so warm that I climbed in my boxers They did rock climbing because I forgot my shorts. What an unusual 2020. It just keeps unfolding. Really? It's unusual that year, 2020? This guy let us know that the pandemic's still going on and 2020 was a little unusual year. Wow. So he's saying that he went out and fucking did some fucking mountain or rock climbing in his boxes because he forgot his shorts. Do you really believe that? You think that happened? You really think that happened? So this guy went rock climbing in his boxers. You know? That must be real romantic for his new bride. You know, that he just had boxers on. You know, so she's climbing up a rock behind him, watching his ball swing back and forth like a fucking hypnotist watch. You know what I mean? Like, come on, honey, you can make it. And he's got his boxers on with his fucking balls hanging out. I guess this guy is, I looked him up because it had like 15,000 likes. I'm like, this, what the fuck is going on with this? And he's some famous professional rock climber. So somehow this guy figured out how to make a living by climbing up fucking rocks. I got to give him credit. That's amazing that he could pull that off. You know, he takes his new wife rock climbing, which is what he does for a living. You know, that's like a guy that works at a supermarket, you know, getting married and spending his honeymoon in the frozen food section. It's like, honey, isn't this romantic? Look. Look at all the frozen pizzas over here. Can you believe how many different kinds they have? When I was a kid, they only had two. Isn't this awesome? A homie moon. They stayed home on their honeymoon. You just said in your post that you couldn't go on a honeymoon. So no need to make up some dumb, corny word. You know, he must have been thought he was real creative by coming up with, you know, homie moon instead of honeymoon, huh? I bet you, you know, he kept looking in the comment section to see if one of his friends wrote homie moon. I love it. And nobody did. Everybody knows that everybody that got married in this past year pretty much is not going on a honeymoon. You really don't have to over-explain that. Obviously, we couldn't go on a honeymoon, you know, after we got married. So we just hung around and we did some local shit. We went outside and found some shit to do. That's all you got to write. But I guess because you know, see fucking baby moon and all those other fucking corny words that you got to go on. Let's call it a homie moon. Or a staycation, you stay home. Because you know this asshole, he just got married. He's going to knock his wife up at some point, you know. And then he's going to, we went on a baby moon. That was probably one of the first slang podcasts I did with baby moon. Well, I've been doing this podcast since 2011. I've been doing it for 10 years. So probably 2013 maybe is when I first talked about a baby moon. It came on my radar. You know, that's a thing where, you know, the woman's pregnant and they go on they go away before the baby is born because it's going to get a little hectic when the baby is born. I don't know if you know that. It's going to let it get a little crazy. So they want to go out. They want to go away and relax before the craziness starts. But the woman's pregnant, so they got to come up with something. Wait a minute, we got to figure this out. I'm pregnant. We're going on a vacation, but we got a baby coming and we're already married. How about we call it a baby moon? Because that's going to be real fun for both, for the guy and the girl. It's going to be a lot of fun. Because usually when you go on these vacations, you know, people want to go fucking scuba diving, you know, fucking zip lining. You know, they got all these activities. We're going to fucking go explore a cave. Or whatever the fuck you can, you know, school, like I said, scuba diving, maybe fucking skydiving, anything. We got a whole day planned. We're going to do all this shit. Meanwhile, your wife's pregnant. Is she going to do any of that stuff? Your wife's pregnant for 7 months. She's going to fucking zip line? Probably not. She going to go scuba diving with her swollen ankles? Probably not. Especially if you go somewhere real hot. You know, she's going to want to stay in the fucking air because she's fucking sweating like crazy already. She feels like crap. You take two planes to go on your baby moon. So your wife's got to fucking, you know, and one of them you got to go through like the Atlanta airport, which you got to walk like a mile to the next fucking, you know, terminal, or Detroit. You got to go through there. That's another fucking 2 mile walk. Chicago, same way. She's got to walk through there to get on a second plane. You got to delay. She's fucking cranky. Ankles are swollen. She's miserable. She can't drink. You're like, hey, we got to, you know, flight's delayed an hour. Let's go to the bar. I know you can't drink, but I want to go get a beer. Yeah, good. Rub it in her face that she can't drink either. Then you finally get to where you're going. Yeah, that's great. Got to fucking lug all the bags in. Take a taxi there, check in, bring all the shit up to the room, and now she doesn't want to do anything. Honey, we're in a new country. We're in fucking Mexico. Look at this. It's beautiful. Let's go fucking do shit. Let's go take a walk on the beach. I'm too fucking tired. I can't. I got to take a nap. All right, well, I don't want to walk on the beach myself. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm going to take a nap. You're not hungry? You're not tired too? No, I'm not. Yeah, because you're not 7 months pregnant. Ready to burst out. You're not feeling like shit. Well, I'm going to just go down. I guess I'm going to go down to the pool instead of the bar then. There's a tiki bar down there. I might as well get a couple of drinks. I'll come back up like an hour. Check on you. Oh, great. Great. Yeah, go. Go have fun. What do you mean? Well, what am I supposed to do? You want to take a nap? No, I do. Because I'm really tired. It's been a long day for me. And you want to go, you know, go to the bar and have a drink. I'd love to go have a drink. I'd love to sit at a fucking tiki bar and get some sun. It's been a miserable winter. I've loved that. You know how much I like that. Well, you want me to just sit in the room then? I figured if you're going to sleep, I don't want to bother you. Well, what are you going to do in the room that's going to bother me? You're going to be pretty quiet, right? So you don't want me to I can't even go to the bar to go get a drink, to sit at the fucking bar and go relax. That's fine. You know what I mean? Go have fun. You know what I mean? Stay down there for hours. I don't care. You want me to go home? Is that what you want? How did you get to that point? Now I want you to go home. Fine, I'll just sit here too. I won't go to the bar. If that's going to bother you that much. It's not bothering me. Oh, no, it's not. I know. You just gave me shit for wanting to go down there. But it's not going to bother you at all. Go have fun. Go have fun. I'll be fine. I'm going to take a nap and we'll figure it out from there. Go have fun. That's what you came here for. You booked this trip. You wanted to get away. Oh, you didn't want to get away too? You're the one who said we haven't been on a vacation in a while, and, you know, when this baby is born, we're going to be fucked, so I figured I booked a vacation. You were all in on it. I know, but sorry, but now you're going to go out and have fun. I need to take a fucking nap, all right? It's only an hour. We're here for 4 days. We're here for 96 hours. For 1 hour out of that 96 hours, you're going to take a nap. I'm going to go grab a beer, maybe two. I'll be back up in an hour. If you're still sleeping, I'll let you sleep. And at the 2 hour mark, I'll wake you up because you don't want to sleep that long because you won't sleep later tonight. And then we'll figure out. We'll look at the menus. We'll look at the fucking brochure. We'll find a local restaurant in town that, you know, some local food, and we'll go get something to eat. Whatever food you want to eat, I'm in. So just fucking take a nap, relax. It was a long day for you. I'm going to get a couple of beers. All right? It's only an hour out of our 96 hours together. that we're not doing something together. I don't feel like taking a nap. I got a lot of energy. I feel like just fucking going to have a beer and getting some sun. Is that okay? Fine. Let's go. 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 Guy leaves the room. He's down at the bar. He's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. We flew all here. We spent 8 hours traveling today. By the time we got up, got to the airport, got on the fucking little bus to bring us over to the airport, parked our car, fucking took two flights with delays, layovers, walking, all of this stuff. We finally get here. And now I got to sleep. I got to fucking take a nap with her. I can't go have a beer downstairs. What a fun baby moon this is. And this guy deserves everything that woman said to him. Everything. Because he should have known she's probably not going to have a good time. And just because he fucking booked this thing, knowing, hey, that's what everybody else is doing, and even probably posted and said, we can't wait for 7 days to our baby moon, 6 days and counting. That's what you get, motherfucker. You get a cranky, pregnant wife. Good. That's what should happen on every fucking baby moon. And this fucking homie moon. I hope he fucking falls off a rock as he's climbing in his boxers and crushes his cock. That's what I would like to happen. Anyway, how's everybody else's day going? Mine's going good until I see this fucking shit. But this guy, good. The good that he made this big post that 115,000 people liked, you know, that he's celebrating his 1 week anniversary. That's what he writes in the beginning. 1 week wedding anniversary. Nobody gives a shit, okay? Is he going to celebrate his anniversary every week? Is that what he's going to do? That's going to get really old really fast. You know, about like 2 million people get married every year. You don't have to celebrate every week like you won the fucking Nobel Peace Prize. What a douchebag. We're in a honeymoon. We're in the middle of a pandemic. 2020 has been a crazy year. You really were on a limb with that one, motherfucker. All right, let's move on. Jonathan writes in, hey, Jim, he goes, I love the show, especially when you do a seamless transition into an ad read. I try to guess what's what it's going to be when you say something like, you know what doesn't suck, Raycon or ButcherBox or whatever. He goes, I took this picture on my way into the state of Nevada a while back. I guess it's their attempt at a sassy joke, as in, oh, hell no. A laugh a minute out here. Also, still no sign of a zombie apocalypse out here. Jonathan in California. Okay. No zombie apocalypse. Still haven't found one. Don't worry. Everybody talking about those zombie apocalypses. And, you know, now there's a thing on a dating site you got to fill out. What are you going to do if there's a zombie apocalypse? None of them are broken out yet. Not one. I'm sure it's coming. So he took a picture of a sign hanging on the highway. Electronic sign says, texting and driving? Oh, sell no. Instead of, oh, hell no, oh, sell no. Oof. I guess, look, it's for all the people, you know, I guess that don't know you shouldn't text and drive because there's a lot out there. I'm sure at least half the drivers on the road don't know that you're not really supposed to text and drive. But thanks for filling them in. That's good. But, you know, it's good that we, you know, have to live with these reminders. And look, that's not going to go away. Texting and driving is not good. They just started in with that one about, 10 years ago? Don't think people are going to go, all right, you could stop posting that, because they still post signs to wear your seatbelt, right? They're still posting signs that you're not allowed to drink and drive. So that one ain't going away soon. I'm surprised they don't have signs like, you know, that's go, hey, listen, when you have to stop ahead, please put your foot on the brakes. You know, when it starts raining, use your windshield wipers. If you have to take a piss real bad, pull over. When it starts to get dark out, put your headlights on. I don't know why they don't remind us about that, too, because you're telling us to, you know, click it or tick it. Buckle up. It's the law. All that other stuff. So they put this electronic sign on the highway above, so you have to read this. So instead of reading your text, now you're reading a dumb sign. I don't know. I think I'd have more... it'd be more likely for me to crash my car into something after reading, oh, sell no, than reading any of my text messages. Okay. Oh, I see. It's a play on words. Oh, hell no. So, oh, sell no. I'd rather stare at my phone for 5 straight minutes while I'm driving 80 miles an hour than read signs like this. I would. I go, I'm going to chance it. I'm going to look at it for 5 straight minutes. Hopefully I don't hit anything. Like, if you're looking at highway signs for a laugh, then you're not getting good enough comedy in your life. You know, maybe watch some comedy on Netflix instead of trying to get fucking a chuckle from a street sign. I would hate to be in that room, you know, the Department of Transportation or wherever puts these signs up, and the asshole comes up with this one. Hey, we got to make it cute and funny. Let's try to rhyme it or just, you know, do a play on words so we know when we post these signs. How about this one? Because I would not be able to hold my fucking disgust. I remember when I was working on this show and they would pitch ideas for different like comedy segments, and we'd be in a room with like writers and the producer and shit like that. And they're like, and if I didn't like it, I would just be like, I wouldn't say anything. It doesn't look like you and you like this idea. I'm like, probably, I don't know. It's just, I don't think it's going to work. They could see on my face how miserable I was from it. So if I'm working for the Department of Transportation and some guy goes, hey, how about this? Don't text and drive. Oh, sell no. Instead of oh, hell no. That'd be a good one. Oof. Dan writes in, Jim, I just heard bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Look, I've heard this phrase before. I never knew what it meant. Thank God. Like, I've heard it before. People say it. I'm like, the fuck are they talking about? I guess it basically means you're eager or you're alert. You know, you wake up in the morning. Look at him. He's all bushy-eyed and what? I don't even know what the fuck it is. You're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Yeesh. Thank God I don't hang out with people that talk this way. Thank God. No one that I'm friends with has ever said this, because I would have fucking, like, what? What does that mean? Why would you just say bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? Like, if you meet somebody with a tail, you shouldn't be worrying how their eyes look. You're like, dude, what the fuck are you growing a tail for? What is that? What is that hanging out of your asshole? The only people who should be using this are the ones old enough to have fought in World War II. Like, if they did that, yeah, as we used to say in the morning, you know, we'd take the new shift and you'd sleep 2 hours. We'd say to the soldier, hey, man, look at you. What's the next one we got here? Uh, Jim, a brunch place nearby advertises for women to bring their man in for brunch so they can have a man-mosa. That's not even close to being normal or funny. I know I've talked about man-mosas before. You know, it's a mimosa, you know, for when the girls have it, but for a guy, you know, if you call it a man-mosa, then it's going to be, it'll be okay. You know, these businesses are trying to get, hey, listen, I know it's all the girls like to go to brunch, but try to get your men in here too so they could spend $24.99 for some fucking eggs, you know? So can you get your men in here? I'd rather have my girlfriend bring me to get a colonoscopy. I'd rather her stand there as they stick the fucking whatever they stick in my ass when I'm out cold and let them watch it. Because that's got to be embarrassing. So I'd rather her watch the... No, I want you to watch the whole procedure. Tell me what happened. Then bring me... Let's go to brunch. No, they have man-mosas now. Oof. Look, you could dress it up as much as you want by trying to make it manly, but just know you're still drinking a beer, orange juice, maybe vodka, and an orange twist in there. Okay, that's all it is. So dress it up with, no, this is man, it's vodka. I'm drinking in the morning. That's what I want. A nice little fucking late morning buzz. You know, that's what I want. So I feel like fucking shit the rest of the day. Listen, this is the only thing I could say. Like, if your boyfriend ever agrees to go to brunch and then orders a man-mosa, when he goes to sleep, you might want to go through his phone and look for pictures of him blowing a guy.